This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's play a little game of what if. All right? Play along. Just for a moment, okay? What if everything we've believed about the Scott Peterson case, every headline, every cable news rant, every certainty we built isn't the full story? I'm just... suspend reality for a moment, if you will. Okay? I'm not saying I agree or believe with any sort of certainty that... the LA Innocence Project getting behind Scott Peterson is a great idea, or that Scott Peterson is innocent. But I am saying, let's just look. There does seem to be more to this story. Let's just look. Let's just hear it out. And at the end of the day, if we can all agree and say, yeah, you know, it's a nice tale you've crafted there, then maybe it's just that. But it's important that we look at all sides of a story, no matter what. No matter what you may believe or have heard, it just is. If you are a fan of reality, if you're a fan of justice, if you're a fan of the truth, that's what you want to do. So let's just take a look for a moment. What if the version that made him one of America's most hated men, the one we've repeated for 23 years, is missing something? Not that Scott Peterson is innocent. Maybe he isn't. Maybe he's a manipulative sociopath. The world decided he was the moment he smiled on TV. But what if, buried under decades of noise, the evidence that convicted him doesn't stand up the way it once did? That's what the Los Angeles Innocence Project is asking right now. They've stepped in to a case most people consider ancient history. Dropped a massive petition on the court's desk and said, look again. Not to undo a verdict for the sake of controversy, but because they claim there's new evidence and old evidence that was ignored. Evidence that could upend the foundation of one of the most famous murder convictions of our time. It's not a retrial. It's a reckoning. The document is massive. 14 claims, hundreds of exhibits, and inside it are pieces of the story we thought we already knew. But in this version, the villains, the witness, even the timeline itself all start to shift. Across the street from the Peterson home in Modesto sat the Medina residence, a modest beige trim house that became an afterthought in the original investigation. Back in 2004, jurors were told that house was burglarized on December 26, 2 days after Lacey disappeared. It was trivia, not evidence, a crime that happened nearby but not connected. But the Los Angeles Innocence Project says no. That burglary happened on December 24th, the morning Lacey vanished. And that detail matters because if true, it means the crime was unfolding across the street, or a crime was unfolding across the street, at the exact time Lacey was last seen alive. And according to the filing, witnesses saw an orange van parked outside the Medina's home that morning. Not white, not tan, orange, and it stood out. One woman says she saw a pregnant woman matching Lacey's description arguing with two men near the van. There was shouting, movement, then silence. She never came forward at trial. Her statement, the defense says, was never presented. Then, before dawn on Christmas morning, that same orange van was found burning in an alley less than a mile away. A little weird. Inside, an alleged mattress with blood stains. Police documented it, took photos, collected the mattress fabric and a metal fuel canister found on top of it. They performed a simple presumptive blood test and it came back positive for human blood, and then they stopped. No DNA profile, no attempt to match it to anyone, no link drawn to the woman who'd just gone missing two streets away. Years later, in 2019, a small section was finally tested, and it showed male DNA, but no name, no follow-up. And that, the Innocence Project says, is the problem. Because when you build a murder case without direct evidence, when everything depends on timelines and behavior or probability, one piece of ignored physical evidence can shift quite a bit. If Lacey Peterson confronted burglars that morning across the street, if those burglars torched their van hours later, the story of the day changes completely. Of course, the prosecutors call it nonsense, a distraction from what they say is an obvious truth. They maintain the burglary happened on December 26th. They cite neighbors who saw the men loading items into the van after Christmas, a city inspector present at the Medina house on the 24th, and a neighborhood full of white work vans, not orange ones. They call the van fire unrelated. Another Modesto crime in a busy holiday week. Still, it's hard to ignore the coincidence. The confrontation, the fire, the what appears to be bloodstained mattress, all within 24 hours. The petition argues that police suppressed or lost reports that could have supported this timeline, that evidence was mishandled, destroyed, or ignored. And that's not an accusation of corruption. It's an accusation of tunnel vision. Once Scott was in the crosshairs, everything else became background noise. And then there's the science, the part most of us never questioned. If the story we all know, Scott left home that morning, drove to the Berkeley Marina, took his small aluminum boat out on the water and dumped the bodies of Lacey and their unborn son, Connor, into the bay. The tides, prosecutors said, carried them nearly 90 miles south to where they eventually surfaced months later. It sounded grimly logical, but according to new hydrodynamic modeling cited in the petition, that math doesn't work. Using Archive 2002 tide and wind data, experts reconstructed the drift patterns from that time of year. Their conclusion? The bodies could not have traveled from the Berkeley Marina to the discovery sites based on currents, weight, and buoyancy. The physics are wrong. At least according to them. Their analysis points instead to the Albany Bulb, a rugged spit of land on the eastern shore of the bay, reachable by car or on foot, a place known for its isolation and easy access to deep water. If those experts are right, the state's theory, the one built on Scott's fishing trip, becomes physically impossible. Now, maybe those experts are wrong. Maybe the models oversimplify what really happens when a body enters a tidal bay. But maybe they're right. And if they are, then the very geography of this case, the one everyone thought was open and shut, it kind of collapses. And there's another layer to this, the question of when Lacey and Connor died. Prosecutors built their case on the idea that both were killed the morning of December 24th. But the new filing, it cites updated fetal growth analysis suggesting Connor may have died days later, even into the new year. If true, Scott couldn't have been the one to kill them, because by then, Scott was under surveillance and Lacey's remains were already missing. It's not proof of innocence, it's proof of uncertainty. And that's where the emotional weight of the story starts to hit, because for all the data, the models, the lab reports, this isn't about a spreadsheet. It's about what happens when certainty becomes more comfortable than truth. Inside the petition, Scott Peterson himself finally speaks, a 126-page sworn declaration, the longest statement he's ever made. It's methodical, stripped of emotion, built like a legal document from a man who knows he'll never be believed. He opens with a simple sentence. I had absolutely nothing to do with the disappearance and death of my wife and son. He doesn't beg. He doesn't apologize. He dissects. He says there was never any direct forensic evidence against him. No blood, no fingerprints, no DNA, no weapon. He walks through the details. The clothes he washed that morning, he says, were tossed into the washer before he knew Lacey was missing. He describes how police cleared boxes from his truck's toolbox and later staged a demonstration showing that pregnant women could fit inside, without mentioning they'd already removed half the contents. He writes that the plastic pitcher the prosecution showed in court, supposedly proof of how he molded homemade anchors to weigh down the bodies, wasn't the one he actually used. And he recounts Detective Bertini's late night warehouse visit to inspect his boat, a meeting he says felt more like a performance than an investigation. Whether those are the words of an innocent man or a manipulative one, they sound like a man still fighting ghosts. Every line reads like an argument against a story already written. The state, for its part, hasn't moved an inch. Prosecutors maintain that the van was unrelated, that a cloth from the mattress already showed male DNA and therefore couldn't belong to Lacey, that the burglary happened later, and that the hydromatic model is the theory and nothing more, that every new piece of evidence has already been examined and dismissed. That's the heart of post-conviction work. One side says, look again. The other side, we already did. But what the filing does, even if it never leads to a new trial, is force the public to confront a question we rarely ask once we've made up our minds. What if the narrative we believed felt good because it was simple? When Lacey went missing, America was primed for outrage. A pregnant woman, Christmas Eve, a husband who smiled too easily, who flirted with a mistress while his wife's picture flashed across every TV screen. It fit a pattern. The charming sociopath. The narcissist. The perfect villain. We didn't need a confession. We had a feeling. But feelings don't testify. And sometimes they lie. Whether we choose to continue to believe our lying feelings or not, that's an individual choice. Some are capable, some are not. It doesn't mean Scott Peterson didn't kill his wife. It means the truth, if it's still out there, might not fit the version we've clung to for two decades. The orange van might mean nothing. The mattress could belong to a thief or a drifter. The new tide analysis might be flawed. The declaration could be the work of a man who still can't accept what he's done. But if any of it is real, even a fraction, then we're staring at one of the biggest investigative blind spots in modern American criminal history. That's why cases like this matter long after the verdicts, because the justice system isn't static. Science evolves, witnesses remember, technology improves, and when those things happen, the law has a choice. Protect its own certainty or face a possibility of a mistake. Imagine for a moment if Scott Peterson didn't do it. That means someone else killed a pregnant woman in broad daylight, left her body to drift for months, and vanished while the world started in another direction. That's not just a miscarriage of justice, that's a hole in reality. But imagine, too, that if he did do it, and all this new material is just smoke, a desperate attempt to rewrite the past, then this is a different kind of tragedy, a murderer who continues to manipulate the system, using the language of doubt to keep his story alive. Both possibilities are terrifying in their own way. Maybe that's why the case still grips us. It's not just about guilt or innocence anymore. It's about how much uncertainty we can live with before we stop caring. The Los Angeles Innocence Project knows this. That's why their petition reads less like a rescue mission and more like a dare. If you're so sure, they're saying, prove it again with the science we have now, with the evidence you ignored, with the fairness you claim to stand for. Scott Peterson remains at Mule Creek State Prison, serving life without parole. No new trial has been granted. The courts will review the 14 claims, the burglary, the van, the blood, the tides, the timeline. Maybe none of it will change anything. Maybe months from now, the petition will be denied, the public will yawn, and the case will stay exactly where it's been for 23 years, closed, but never settled. Or maybe something will crack. Maybe one lab result or one corroborated witness will reopen a wound we thought we had scarred over. That's the uncomfortable space true crime lives in. Between what we think we know and what we're still too afraid to ask. So I'm not telling you Scott Peterson is innocent. I'm saying, what if? What if we were wrong about what happened? About when the burglary happened, about the direction of the currents, about the science that told us where the body could or couldn't float. What if the blood in that burned mattress had a name we never bothered to find? What if the case we treat as settled history is actually an unsolved one hiding in plain sight? Because justice doesn't end with conviction. It ends when we stop asking questions. And if there's even a whisper of a chance that this story isn't what it seemed, then maybe, just maybe, it's time to listen again. Give me your thoughts in the comments section. And look, I know there's a ton of evidence against Scott Peterson. I know. We've done stories on it. I know I didn't cover a lot of it in this specific piece because I wanted us to look over here for a moment. It's worth a look. There are some compelling evidence, pieces of evidence, in this petition. I don't know that it sways me. I really don't. I don't know what my opinion is because I just started going through it. But it is detailed. Detailed doesn't mean factual, though, either. And him having an affair and being a shitty human being to his pregnant wife doesn't immediately make him a murderer either. Sure, looks like a motive. And yeah, without a doubt, shitty guy. But did he kill her? Or was that just all too easy of a road to go down back then because it just fit that narrative and we wanted a villain? I don't know. It's worth pondering. Again, give me your thoughts in the comment section. Press subscribe wherever you're listening. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi wherever you get podcasts or on YouTube, and you will find us. All right. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs. in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.